Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult, but with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology and mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mama, because beating cancer is our mission.
Joining me on this edition of Doc Talk is Dr. Thomas Caton. He is the director of the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital Walk-In Clinic. Tell me a little bit about you. You've been on before with me. It's been a couple of years, though. So give us a little background about your history, where you went to school, why you chose medicine, stuff like that.
Certainly. Born and raised in Dallas, Texas, although Peace Health was able to pluck me from the swamps of South Louisiana. I was down there for about 6 years in Baton Rouge. Very happy to get outside of the hurricane tracks, especially this year. But initially, I did my undergrad training at Texas A&M University. I was going to become a marine veterinarian. That was always my dream until I did the math and decided at some point I should probably go for humans. And so that's what brought me towards medical school. I did 2 years in American University of the Caribbean. It's on the island of St. Martin, absolute paradise. And then I finished up in the United States, mostly in Bakersfield, California, at a UCLA satellite there. Did my family medicine residency, always had a passion, though, for taking care of the elderly and seniors in general. My grandmother helped raise me as a child. So I always knew I wanted to go into geriatric medicine, and so I did a specialty year after graduating family medicine, did geriatric medicine back at Texas A&M in Texas, and then went back and joined Tulane Family Medicine as faculty member over there to teach geriatrics to their family medicine residents. Absolutely love teaching. It's a passion of mine. We're going to be having quite a few learners here, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, medical students that will actually now be coming to Florence starting next week. But I came out here looking for a kind of a change in quality of life, wanted to spend more time with my family and our 3.5-year-old daughter. So that's what brought me out here. I've been here for a couple of years now, working in the walk-in clinic. Absolutely love my job, love my community, love my state.
I have a hard time thinking about giving up St. Martin, having been there a few times myself. So I can understand your passion definitely had to be medicine to get you away from there.
Correct. Hanging out at the beach was also a passion of mine at different times in my life. But no, that's, yeah. I've passed that.
Well, there's a few beaches of St. Martin that I've hanged out at, too, but that's another story altogether.
Certainly, especially the clothing optional beaches.
That's the one, yeah. So we've been experiencing a little bit of poor quality air in the last few days, even though it's been clear the last couple of days. One of the reasons why we wanted to bring you on was to talk about, how the air quality affects us. They're still dealing with it in the Willamette Valley and probably will be for a few other days. Have you seen a resurgence in cases revolving respiratory complaints in the past week or so?
You know, we certainly did see a bit of an uptick. And initially on that first day when we woke up and it was, we were locked in with smoke and smog. There was a lot of concern, not so much, folks coming to the walk-in clinic itself, but there was certainly concern from folks out there looking for just some simple advice, especially for our residents here in Florence who have COPD or any respiratory problems at baseline. This was definitely a bit of a concern for them. Fortunately, the air quality locally has gotten much better. So we haven't seen a massive upsurge in some of those respiratory cases. But yeah, we certainly did have a slight bump there earlier last week with some folks that were struggling a bit, especially if they were really on, that on the verge of having some issues before this, this certainly didn't help them and likely pushed them over that edge.
Now, as the weather gets better, will there be some residual effects from that week and a half we spent in poor quality air, or does it, you start to get back to normal pretty quickly, like when you stop smoking?
Sure. It's. I would say that we would expect getting back to normal to a degree, but again, anybody whose reserves are poor to begin with, you know, they might still be very much in the throes of an exacerbation right now with their breathing. So despite the general public saying, you know, that it's wonderful, it's clear and easy and let's get outside, you're still going to be having some folks that are going to be, you know, recovering for a few weeks, I would expect.
Now, right now, everybody's, you know, wearing masks because of the COVID-19 thing. With respiratory issues, are there certain kind of masks that are better than others to protect yourself? How do you best protect yourself from?
You know, and that can be a bit of a double-edged sword in a way. You know, if you have a difficult time breathing as it is, wearing a very thick, very thick, good mask, that's potentially going to cause you some compromise or at least produce a little bit of air hunger anxiety. That sensation that you just can't take that deep breath can then mentally start people, myself included, as an asthmatic growing up my entire life and still as an asthmatic. You can have one of those little mental trigger and all of a sudden think, you know what, something's wrong. I'm having a hard time breathing right now. That being said, you know, these masks are doing a good job to filter out some of this poor air quality for some of these folks. So again, it's wonderful for us to all be wearing masks right now because this did diminish to a degree some of the input that this smoke and smog can affect us. But again, it can be a double-edged sword, creating anxiety and creating that sensation that I can't get that deep breath in.
What are some of the danger signs? What should people be looking for respiratory distress?
You know, something just as simple as difficulty breathing. And I know that's kind of a nebulous term for some folks if you've never experienced that. Certainly, patients that have COPD are very well familiar with their symptoms. They know what's going to happen. They can kind of see that harbinger on the horizon that's coming to say, I need to get on something here soon. So folks that don't have this, or that's something new for them, or they're having a cough or a cold right now in conjunction with this poor air quality, one of the biggest things that you'll notice is a cough. A lot of times a cough to try to clear, you know, something that you feel is caught in your throat or in your lungs, just try to clear some phlegm that isn't really there. Or a very simple one, it's not being able to carry on a conversation without having to take several breaths in the middle of it. That can be a very easy sign for folks to say, okay, there's something going on that I'm not familiar with.
We're talking with Dr. Thomas Caton on this edition of Doc Talk, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more, find out about some of the respiratory issues that might be causing people problems in this area on this edition of Doc Talk. With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult, but with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology in mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mama because beating cancer is our mission.
I'm speaking with Dr. Thomas Caton. He's the director over at the walk-in clinic for Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital. Now, we were talking a little bit about the signs of respiratory distress. Dr. Caton, when should you bypass the walk-in clinic and go straight to the ER?
That's a good question. Certainly, folks that are familiar with their breathing issues, if you're having a severe COPD exacerbation where you're completely unable to catch your breath, you call 911 or you immediately get over to the emergency room. If you're unable to carry on a sentence without having to stop and take many breaths, then likely you're going to need a higher level of emergency type care. That being said, you certainly may reach out to us at any time. We have nurses that man the phone. If you ever have a question, where should I go? Or you simply may pop into the walk-in clinic to be evaluated by our team initially as you come into the door, because there certainly are some conditions that our front staff knows to immediately have a nurse come out to evaluate if the patient presents with A, B, or C, whatever it might be.
Now, this might be a weird question, but I know someone would ask it of me, I think because I want to ask it, maybe somebody else wants to know. Are there live particulates in this smoky air that can cause other damages other than just the hard breathing, or is everything pretty much just a smoke and ash at this point?
You know, largely it is going to be smoke and ash, but there certainly are going to be dangerous fumes and particulates in the smoke from different structures that are being consumed in this fire here. I wouldn't worry at this point about live airborne illnesses or pathogens any more, you know, than a normal cough, cold, or COVID type season. That being said, if you have any sort of respiratory compromise and the air quality is poor, please don't go outside. Don't open your window. Stay within the safe confines of your house.
Now, you mentioned COVID there. Countywide, because of the fires, the county has said they've seen a drop in COVID testing, and mainly that's in the Eugene Springfield area. Are you doing any COVID testing, or what's your rate of COVID testing here right now?
You know, our rate has not necessarily changed at all, fortunately, during this fire season. We're not having to shut down any of our collection centers or locations in order to safely evacuate our staff. So that has not necessarily changed at all for us here. Certainly, if anybody thinks that they have symptoms of coronavirus, have been exposed directly with a person for at least 20 minutes or longer, and I'm not just talking about having to pass someone on the sidewalk or driving through a drive-through line that might have had somebody that was contagious. No, I mean that you were in a car with somebody or sitting next to them on a plane for a long time, or you're working very closely with them in a restaurant setting for the entire shift. That would be something that I'd say, please let us know. We certainly take care of you and test you for the COVID-19 virus.
Now, are you testing, are you doing a car line, or do people need to call ahead? How's that working right now?
Yes, it is something that we encourage you to call ahead to the walk-in clinic or call your doctor if you have a concern, because they certainly may put an order in, and we would collect that here at the walk-in clinic. We have a designed location that if folks are amenable, they pull into a side little area, and we do this in their car. They don't have to get out. They don't have to inconvenience anybody else at home. They don't have to come in, or if they're concerned about being around other people that might be ill, they can stay right there in their car. But certainly, if at any time you feel that you would be, you know, better served by being evaluated by a medical clinician, please, you do not have to, you know, be afraid to come into the walk-in clinic. We are always here to take care of our sick members in the community.
Now, obviously, you don't COVID test for everything. What are some of the more specific, or what are some of the more specific symptoms that would require a test?
You know, it's going to be classically your lower and upper respiratory type symptoms, so shortness of breath, cough, congestion, sore throat, sinus type pressure. In addition to potential nausea, vomiting, a little bit of loose stool or diarrhea, you know, this is a pretty nebulous type of virus, especially initially. And it was any type of viral condition that you could think of that caused this. Now, certainly some more have gotten a bit more publicity. So if you have shortness of breath, if you have a tremendous cough, if you have fever, if you have such nasal congestion that you no longer can smell or taste types of things, that's when I'd say, let us know. We'd love the COVID testing.
Yeah, because initially there were, I think there were five, the cough, the runny nose, and stuff that were symptoms that were also equated with the respiratory illness you could get from the smoke. So you would have to add the fever, diarrhea, or stuff like that in order to, you know, maybe say, well, I might have COVID-19.
You know, this came about at the time during, our seasonal allergy season. So we had horrible allergies this year, and that's the worst time to try to be discerning, is this a viral illness or is this just your normal allergy response? And now we're about to come now into the cough, cold, flu season. You're right. It's going to be very difficult to, over the phone, differentiate between a flu-like illness, coronavirus, or influenza itself. It's going to be a very trying time for the medical community in the next upcoming months.
Now, if somebody were to have a respiratory issue, do you have specific exam rooms set up separately for those folks?
We certainly do. Yes. We have treated patients in this building that have been confirmed positive with coronavirus before they walked in. We knew that. We have a plan in place, and we usher them away from anybody else and put them in a whole separate part of this building that has a certain air circulation, negative flow, that will not put other people in this building at risk. So yes, if you have a respiratory condition, if you know you have COVID, we will still be able to see you. If you need to be seen by a doctor, we are here for you. And we certainly will have a separate hallway and exam rooms that are dedicated to this specific type of patient.
We are speaking with the director of the walk-in clinic, Dr. Thomas Caton, and we're on this edition of Doc Talk, and we'll be back in just a moment. With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult, but with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology in mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mamma, because beating cancer is our mission.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I'm speaking with Dr. Thomas Caton. He is the director of the Walk-In Clinic. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that the Walk-In Clinic does versus the ER. But I also wanted to bring up the point of primary care physicians. For example, I don't have a primary care physician. I haven't been in a doctor's office or a hospital since I think I was 10 years old. But I'm getting encouraged from my wife to do that over 50 thing, and I'm a little apprehensive about it. Can I set that up through the walk-in clinic to do like a colonoscopy, or do I have to establish a primary care physician?
No, the walk-in clinic is an absolute hybrid model. We can be here for your acute urgent care type things, such as coughs, colds, sprains, minor breaks, cuts, scrapes, wound care, that type of deal. But we're also fully capable of providing a full range of primary care for anybody that comes in. So if you need to come in, there's not a way to necessarily ask for somebody at the front, but we certainly can get you in here, discuss the colonoscopy, and even set that up for you without actually having to have a PCP first.
Oh, cool.
We can also work on establishing you with a PCP, because we have several new providers here at Peace Harbor, in addition to existing providers whose schedules are going to be opened up in the near future.
All right, cool. That's a good answer there. I'm glad to know that information. Talk a little bit about the kinds of conditions. You kind of mentioned that briefly about cuts and bruises and all that stuff can be treated at the walk-in versus the ER. You kind of hit on that, but just go over it briefly again. Broken bones, I guess that's something that you guys don't necessarily fix there.
Well, certainly. We see almost every single day at least some degree of a mildly broken ankle or wrist. We are very capable of creating splints for this if we don't already have a pre-made splint. Any cuts or scrapes, we are very well versed at putting in stitches here or piecing together whatever needs to be mended. Obviously, any illnesses, if you're having any exacerbations or concerns about your general health, and a lot of times you can't get in to see your primary care physician immediately, so come on down to see us. If you need to talk about your blood pressure medication, your diabetes medication, if you're having an allergy attack, if you're hurt yourself on the job and workers' compensation, we fully are capable of that. We even do commercial driver's license exams here, so we have a full range of primary care and acute urgent care type things. Now, if you're having chest pain and you have a history of heart conditions, I'd like you to go to the emergency room. If you hit your head and now you can't see straight and you're vomiting, then I need you to be evaluated by an emergency doctor. This is something that, you know, we certainly can work through here, but we want you to get seen immediately. We want you to get that emergency care immediately, not, you know, when we determine that it's necessary. Otherwise, when in doubt, we would love to see you in the walk-in clinic. And if we don't feel comfortable, or if we decide that, no, this needs a higher level of care, we will absolutely send you to the emergency room.
Would that be the same with, say, symptoms of a stroke?
Certainly, although if you're concerned that you might have a stroke, I would encourage you to go to the emergency room. Just because you've had that one stroke and things are okay and stable, you certainly are at a higher risk of having another event immediately afterwards. So I'd want to know that immediately. So yes, if you do think there's also a neurologic condition like, heaven forbid, a stroke, please go to the emergency room.
Now, can patients see you or other walk-in clinic providers for the? I guess we kind of answered that for the primary care. The answer is yes. You do allow that, but you just can't pick, right?
Correct. It's nothing that you can come up here and necessarily say, "I'd like to see this person. I'll get on their list." We don't have that set up here, and we're not looking to get that. We have four excellent full-time walk-in clinic providers who I would trust my entire family with. Without any reservation. We are all fully capable, ready, and willing.
Okay, good. I just wondered, like, if you saw my name on a list, if you go, "I don't want to see him," but give him to somebody else.
Determination for myself, but they don't, most of the folks here don't know you.
Well, that's probably a good thing. how do you schedule an appointment with the walk-in clinic? What's the easiest way to do that?
You know, most folks do just simply walk into the clinic and ask to be seen and put their name on the list. If there's certainly a prolonged list, we will take a phone number, send you home, and call you when you're about ready to be seen. So that way you don't necessarily, like an emergency room, have to wait there for hour upon hour at a time. We do have some online available slots, about a half dozen every single day, that if you want to get into and have access to the My Peace Health electronic app, you can get on and schedule those appointments for yourself as well for a certain time. Again, not a certain clinician, but you can set a certain time up in advance. And then if you ever have a question or concern, you may call us, speak with our nurses, and if they determine that you need to come in, they'll encourage you to do so right then and there.
Now, does the Peace Health website have like a time on it, like saying the current wait is on your walk-in clinic?
I know that we have one in the waiting room, and I believe that at different times we've had something similar on the internet, but I can't tell you right then and now if it's up and running.
Okay.
But we are certainly able to provide you with a general estimated time when you first walk into the clinic.
Now, I understand you've recently changed locations on campus. Can you talk about why and how that's working out?
Yes. We actually flip-flopped between the primary care building that was right next to the main hospital campus itself, which is the 390 building. We were in the 380 building. We flip-flop because this allows us to be closer to the emergency department if we need them, heaven forbid. But more realistically, we are much closer now across the street from the laboratory and right next to the radiology services. There was nothing that I hated more than sending the person that likely has a broken bone to have to hobble across the street, get their x-ray, hobble all the way across the street back through the parking lot to come see me again to confirm that. This way, we don't have to encourage folks to create that kind of distance. We've got everything right next to us. And the cafeteria is right next door for me to get my soup whenever I want it.
There you go. And you guys make some delicious soup over there, I have to tell you.
It's great.
Now, let's finish up here talking a little bit about, you know, you mentioned earlier, flu season is upon us. Flu shots are going to be, something that people are going to be wanting to get. What's the availability now, or when do you foresee the availability of flu shots coming out?
I know that our supply has come in and continues to come in. We're working on getting the logistics of it sorted and then sent out to the clinics here on our campus. I anticipate within the next week, we will have this as an availability and absolutely to everybody by the end of the month.
And that again, that's just you just call up in advance, or can you just walk in for that as well?
You certainly may walk in for that as well.
All right. Well, that's some good information to have. And all right, what number can somebody call if they want to set an appointment or find out more information?
You're going to be able to call the main number at Area code 541-997-7134.
All right. Dr. Thomas Caton, thank you so much for hanging out today. It's good to talk to you again, and we look forward to seeing you around town once this COVID thing breaks up.
Absolutely, Ms. George. Thank you very much. My pleasure. Anytime you need me.
All right. That's our Doc Talk for today.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.